From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. The Marquette University community is mourning Jacqueline Walker, a woman many came to know simply as Miss Jackie. She was the Educational Opportunity Program's financial aid counselor for more than 20 years. EOP is an academic, federally funded TRIO program that helps low-income and first-generation students pursue a degree in higher education. Miss Jackie passed away about a week ago. She retired from her role as financial aid counselor in March. But for so many students, she was more than that. Some describe her as a mother figure and a home away from home. After the news of her passing, several EOP graduates reflected on their time with her and her legacy.
I'm Jasmine Montanez, but when I was at Marquette, I was Jasmine McCain. I graduated in 2011. I think my favorite story of Ms. Jackie was the spring semester of 2010, myself and two other EOP students got into the program to go study abroad in Spain. We were the only girls who looked like us going, and it was intimidating, but it was, I felt a lot of honor because we were able to go. We're going through the financial aid process of everything and trying to figure everything out. And I think I just got overwhelmed and scared. It was my first time on the airplane ever in life. And it was definitely my first time out of the country. It was just a lot of firsts for me. And I'm sitting down with Miss Jackie and I got so overwhelmed. I was like, you know what, Miss Jackie, I'm just going to tell them that I don't want to go anymore. And she dropped her pen. And she looked at me and she was like, don't you ever in your life doubt yourself ever again.
My name is Dwayne Gage, class of 2016. I would say that one of my favorite, I would sum it up as a series of memories. I would say it was always been a time where I was in very panic and disbelief mode that I am not going to be able to continue my semester. And I just remember going, like having that meeting, going in there with like a sense of like not too much hope, and then just coming out with so much, like it's all right, we always gonna find a way. I remember by being like, after my third time linking, I'm like, this relationship is ultimately the reason why I will graduate college. Like, this is gonna be one of the main, you know what I'm saying? Obviously I gotta put in the work and a lot of things gotta happen, but that relationship of somebody really having your back like that.
Sean Frost, class of 2016. Whenever I would step into Ms. Walker's office, I still remember, you know, you would walk in, you would sit right there in her chair. Yeah, her chair would always be facing the computer, but she could swivel around and like look at you and whatnot. And like, I would ask her a question about, you know, just like, am I on track to graduate on time, this and that, and the third. Like, she pulled out a report that was extensive, but it's like she always had it ready type. Like, she was just like really always on it. And like, just being around her just made me feel like so comfortable and knowing like, man, like this is the biggest thing in my life up to this point. And like, you're a huge part of that. And she like never lost a beat. The fact that she was able to have so many individual relationships with all the TRIO students, man, that's incredible.
My name is Brion Natalia Sanders. I graduated 2012. I would say the legacy that she leaves in EOP is the example of her courage, her strength, her service, and her integrity. I just hope that Marquette and EOP continue her work and take heed of her example, which was tireless commitment, service, courage, compassion, and the belief that first-generation and low-income students deserve a place there at Marquette. They bring life to that university, and that their place there should be protected and they should be afforded a safe space.
Tatiana Joseph, and I graduated May of 05.
Josh Joseph, December 04. Every kid who, I don't even know where they go now, I don't know where the office is anymore, but for us, EOP is still fourth floor of Marquette Hall, right? So any kid who made it to the fourth floor, we're that legacy.
Yeah, who made it out of the fourth floor.
Especially the ones who made it off the fourth floor with the refund check.
Right.
Like, we're, and Jackie's part was, yeah, the finances. And all the other advisors, like, they had their part, but they all kind of hit the same thing, right? And us coming out of there means that they all have a very special place in our hearts, right? I mean, we did go to the 50th dinner, mm-hmm. and I remember hosting something big. I mean, EOP changed my life. Like, there's no, mm-hmm. there's no other way to say it.
I remember, you know, walking into her office after she had a meeting with a difficult student, and, you know, she was like, oh, I can choke him, you know. But again, it was like from a caring place. It was never like judgmental or, you know, thinking less of a person because they're making these mistakes, you know. And so that's what stays with me, right? That, like, it was a great modeling very early on for me, especially, you know, in my own schooling, like attending schools where teachers were not that personable or established caring relationship with students. And then you get to this place and it's like I'm home.
My name is Deidre Hassan, and I graduated in 2018. If you were in EOP, Miss Jackie helped you in some way. Like, every time we had meetings and they introduced her, she got the loudest applause. Yes, because she would come through, like, you know, on a financial aid tip, but, like, she was always there to, like, listen and, like, hug you. And, like, you know, a lot of people don't have that. Like, I did not necessarily have that, but, like, she just was this tiny woman who made you feel like you was getting hugged by a bear, you know? I think she leave behind a legacy of commitment and integrity and, like, just love. Like, she loved on us, like, so hard, you know?
Those were some of the Marquette alumni who were helped by the late Jacqueline Walker, a longtime financial aid counselor at the university. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.